This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, with me, Rob Daly, former Premier League defender Chris Perry, and betting expert George Gamble, to look ahead to match day 15, the final set of games before the World Cup, of course, which starts in 10 days' time at the time of recording, which I can't quite believe. Three winners out of six from the midweek round of action. Chris, what was your winner?
Frankfurt win at Hoffenheim.
Just, oh, that was a nice one. Yeah,
form at the moment, Frankfurt. Yeah, it worked out really well for me. Yeah, I mean, I was pleased with that one a little bit. I thought Köln Leverkusen might be a couple more goals. We had three goals, but not over 3.5, unfortunately.
There should have been, actually, from what I saw of the game, Chris. I think you were unlucky for that one not to come in.
Yeah,
Köln had some really good opportunities on the day. I think Leverkusen actually they showed fight, but I think they were a touch fortunate actually to come away with the. Come away with a win. And that was a bold pick and price and everything, over 3.5 goals. George, how did you get on?
Yeah, once again, for the second week in a row, 2 out of 3 for me. The one that didn't come in, I had Mainz to score 2 or more goals away at Schalke, and they were really poor, really poor. Managed just a single shot on target. But, you know, Schalke, they'll be ecstatic with not only a win, but a clean sheet as well, which has been a bit unheard of for them lately. And then moving on, I had Leipzig on the -1 Asian handicap at a very generous price of +130. You know, it was looking good, and I saw Freiburg got a goal back, and it was like, right, here we go. But no, 78th minute penalty from Emil Forsberg secured that 3-1 win. So yeah, that successfully covered the -1 handicap to land a good price there. And then my last one, Union Berlin, Augsburg, both teams to score, landed inside the opening 9 minutes of the first half, in what ended up being a bit of a thriller, didn't it? So yeah, 2 out of 3 for me in the midweek fixtures. So that's 7 of the last 9. It's good to build a bit of momentum, and looking forward to this weekend's round of fixtures before we leave for the World Cup.
Okay, well, let's get into it. Of course, it's been a day sort of dominated by World Cup squad announcements, and we're going to drip some of those in throughout the course of the show, particularly in relation to Germany squad. And both George and Chris will be part of the BetRivers Network shows around the World Cup, which are coming up in the next few days. Okay, so we've got 5 matches we're getting into this week. And I think given the history of the two clubs, Schalke versus Bayern, despite the struggles of one team and the way the other side are going about it at the top of the table, a complete mismatch for two of German football's most iconic clubs. Schalke versus Bayern in Gelsenkirchen. And Chris Perry, you've got the first pick of the show.
Yeah, and I mean, Schalke had a fantastic result, obviously winning the game against Mainz 1-0. As George said, keeping a clean sheet, first time for a long, long time they've done that. And they were desperate for a win. They really, really were. You know, still leaves them bottom of the table, but it means that they closed that gap. And it was, as George said, a much better performance. But I think Bayern, you know, 6-1 winners, they're absolutely flying at the moment. They've won 6 of their last 7 Bundesliga games. They've only lost 1 of the last 8 away, winning 4 of those. And when you actually delve deep into the figures of the previous meetings, Bayern have won the last 8 meetings between these two. They've won the last 4 meetings to nil. They've scored 2 or more goals in the last 8 meetings. And they've won the last 6 away, and the last 5 of those have all been to nil. And that's the bet I like today. Bayern to win 2-0. I know they've been conceding goals recently and obviously been without Manuel Neuer in goal, which has been a big loss for them. But Schalke, improved performance in the week against Mainz, without a doubt. But they're not fantastic goal scorers. And Bayern, I think, will just blow them away. And I think Bayern will have too much for them. Schalke, both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 games. Both teams to score no in the last 3 at home. They've really struggled to score goals at home. Both teams to score no in the last 4 meetings, and both teams to score no in the last 5 at home. I have to go for Bayern to win 2-0 at +118, which is a brilliant price on Bayern Munich to win.
It It is a good point. I mean, Chris, I was just wondering, do you think there'll be any potential worry, though, in obviously a lot of Germany's national team, there's a lot of them, obviously, Bayern Munich representatives, as it were. Obviously, with this being kind of the final game before they go to the World Cup, do you reckon there could be sort of any, you know, taking their foot off the gas slightly? Or
I think there's always that question. And I think because of the timing of the World Cup, usually there's a good 2-3 week break before the World Cup starts, but it's straight into it next week. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. I think there's certainly more chance of that happening. You know, players looking to protect themselves, maybe not really put themselves through it. I don't think Bayern will stand for that. And just, you know, the quality they have in their squad, I think they'll be able to withstand that if it does happen.
I was just slightly concerned. Obviously, Sadio Mane is going to be ruled out, isn't he, after that injury he picked up, and obviously a big part of that. So I sort of wonder, will that filter through the teammates? Well, I don't want that to be me. But I, on a normal day, you'd expect Bayern Munich to absolutely roll over Schalke. So I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that was my only concern, just more about with the World Cup coming up. But yeah, I wouldn't bet against that.
I think that price is nice, Chris. And I think the other thing with Schalke is that from what I saw of their win over Mainz the other day, they created a lot of good quality chances and the finishing was poor. The finishing let them down. A nice goal from Simon Terodde to win the game. But even if they get a good clear-cut chance against Bayern, there's far from any guarantee they're going to score it. And Manuel Neuer is back and he's hated at Schalke having left there for Bayern. So he'll probably have a stormer there. So I really like the first pick of this week's show. Let's go to the next high-profile game, Battle of the Borussias, Gladbach versus Dortmund. Yusufa Moukoko off to the World Cup, the Dortmund striker. He's looking red hot at the moment. I think he's still only 17, I think. Mats Hummels isn't going. And Gladbach lost 2-1 to Bochum in the week, a match that they played without either of their two first-choice goalkeepers, Jan Sommer or Tobias Zippel. So how does all this come into your thinking, George? Because Dortmund lost as well in the week to Wolfsburg. They were pretty disappointing in front of goal.
Well, do you know what? I had Wolfsburg to score 2 or more goals at home to Dortmund. It was like, do I go with that one? And I decided not to. So obviously when that came in, I was like, right, well, I'm on the right track. It's going okay. But yeah, this is the riskier of my three plays for sure. But as you mentioned, Gladbach falling to defeat 2-1 away at Bochum, like you mentioned. But they also had that Ben Sabani goal disallowed for offside. And for me, I think it was a bit of an uncharacteristic defeat and Daniel Farke was just not happy at all in the slightest. But Farke, he'll be looking forward to this one. Obviously, previously managed the Dortmund under-23s. And for me, I'm expecting a much better Gladbach performance here. I really am. And both sides are set to be without a number of key players for this one, though. The host, they'll be without Neuhaus, Decore and Hans Wolf. But there's a potential hope that Jan Sommer could potentially make a return here. And I think if he does, that would be a huge boost. They've got one of the best home records in the division. They've conceded twice or more on just two occasions at home this season. They've also been frequent scorers at home and have struck in 6 of their 7 league games at Borussia Park. You look at Dortmund, they suffered, as you mentioned, that 2-0 defeat away at Wolfsburg in the week. And let's be honest, they deserve to lose that game. Wolfsburg were much the better side for me. They conceded the opener after 6 minutes and they'll be disappointed because they've slipped further away from Bayern Munich and Bayern Munich haven't looked completely infallible this season. So I think they'll be disappointed to have lost some ground there. But Terzic's side, they've lost 3 of the last 4 Bundesliga away matches. And for me, their hectic schedule, I think this will be their 4th match in 12 days and that's a lot. They looked leggy against Wolfsburg on the road again. And I think personally, in terms of price, I think too much weight is being placed on Dortmund as you know who they are, their name. And Gladbach's defeat to Bochum, personally, for me. Looking at Hummels, he's one of the best centre-halves Germany's seen in recent times. But playing every 3 days can be a tall order for even the fittest players. And talking defenders, Rafa Guerrero, for me, he needs to be contributing more offensively because I'm just not sure about him defensively. And I think he can be got at. But they've also got a number of players on the injury table. And so for me, Terzic will be calling on his key stars once again. There won't be too much time for any rest. He'll be wanting, obviously, to get a result before we go off to the World Cup. And I actually think Gladbach are slightly overpriced. And they have beaten Dortmund in the last 2 league meetings at this venue. I do quite like the hosts to take advantage of a potentially fatigued Dortmund side in a packed Borussia Park. But I'm going to go with a degree of safety. And because of how, for me, it's just majorly overpriced, I'm going to go in the draw no bet market or the tie no bet market. And Gladbach on the tie no bet is also a very generous price of +138, which means if it ends all square, we get our stake back. And for me, I just really like the look of that price. Based on just prices alone, that makes plenty of appeal for me. So I'll be siding with Gladbach in this one.
Yeah, I can't disagree. It's very hard to say that Dortmund are definitely going to win the game, and that's the thing yep. that's the only thing that's going to hurt us here, and Dortmund just aren't in that sort of form at the moment at all.
No.
Okay, so that's George's pick. Of course, the sad news: that Marco Reus is going to miss another another major tournament with an ankle injury. I have to bring this in because I forgot to do it earlier on in the show when our fine overlord Nigel would be very upset if I didn't bring in the Betting Weekly Handicappers League table at the midway point in the show. A reminder that guys from all of the shows that we've got across the network will be on our World Cup coverage over the coming 4, 5, 6 weeks of the tournament all the way to the final on December the 18th. Okay, let's go to the next game, which is Leverkusen against Stuttgart. And you've both got interest in this one. Stuttgart beat Hertha 2-1 in the week. Superb goal from Serhou Guirassy to open the scoring in that game. And Leverkusen fought back to win that mini derby in the city of Cologne against Köln to win it by 2-1. So, Chris, do you want to go first here?
Yeah, I mean, I had obviously Leverkusen last week to go over 3.5, and Köln didn't really live up to the billing. But this week it looks good. They're playing Stuttgart. I mean, they've won the last two Bundesliga games. Obviously, won 5-0. Fantastic 5-0 result last home game against Union Berlin, which was massive and absolutely blew them away. And that's why I really believe that there's goals, particularly at home, in this Leverkusen side. Stuttgart are always an entertaining side. They always seem to score goals as well. And I just think overs is the way to go here. And I think if you look at Stuttgart, both teams to score in the last three games, over 3.5 in their last four away, with both teams to score in three of the last four. Leverkusen at home, over 3.5 in the last three at home. There's been both teams to score in the last four meetings between these two teams, and Stuttgart have scored in the last four meetings, which means I think they're going to really be able to get on the score sheet again. And I just feel that this game is full of goals. I think Leverkusen will probably come out on top and win the game, but I just think there's goals in this. So over 3.5, I think is the way to go. And at plus 140, I think it's a really good price.
Yeah, well, Chris has already mentioned it for me. He thinks Leverkusen win. And I also think Leverkusen are going to win the game. And that's kind of the route that I'm going down here. As you mentioned, yeah, by Leverkusen, narrow 2-1 away victory at Köln during the week. And that's back-to-back wins for Xabi Alonso. And it means they've scored 7 goals across those two matches, conceding just once. We mentioned, obviously, Stuttgart as well. But for me, Stuttgart on the road aren't as... I don't think they're necessarily as entertaining, but they haven't won a single game so far away from home this season, and have conceded an average of 2.5 goals per away match. They've actually conceded 2 or more goals in 5 of those 6 away games, and only Bochum have conceded at least twice on a more frequent basis. Despite the recent win, I just don't personally think I see Stuttgart scoring twice here. And I think they'll be looking to try and contain Leverkusen. Because right now it looks like Xabi Alonso might be in danger of overseeing a purple patch for his Leverkusen side, but we'll wait and see. And also, Leverkusen have hit the back of the net in all but one of their home league games, which came in just their second match of the season at the Bay Arena. And we all know how poorly they got off, you know, how poor their start was to this campaign. And I think they've shifted it up a gear. For me, I think Leverkusen are going to dominate the ball. Stuttgart will probably have to sit deep for large periods of the match. But one thing that Xabi Alonso is trying to implement and wants is for his side to show aggression in the attacking phases, not holding on to it for too long and showing intent. That's what he said the only difference was between the first half and the second half against Union. He wanted them to show more intent and be more aggressive in those phases. And so for me, I do think there could be potentially be goals, but I just like a Leverkusen win. Even at -139, before we head off to the World Cup, I fancy Leverkusen to end it on a win. And so that's going to be my second play. And hopefully we'll have a high-scoring encounter with Leverkusen edging it so that we can both get winners here.
I can certainly see that. And I like the faith in the over 3.5 goals with Leverkusen, Chris, because I think for anyone who saw the game at Köln will know that 2-1 perhaps was a little bit of a misleading scoreline in terms of the quality of chances created. A player I did just look up, by the way, the price for Moussa Diaby, to score at any time, +190. Reason I'm looking that up is because linked up beautifully for a goal with Jerome Frimpong at the Rhein-Energie Stadion the other day. But he's also not in France's World Cup squad. And I just think these players who I mean, I don't know the mentality of a player, Chris, but these guys who didn't get picked, who now have 5 weeks coming up, are just going to go all out to show what they're all about in the final game, trying to not prove a national team manager wrong, but, you know, I mean, make a point a little bit.
Yeah, I think it could go that way. Moussa Diaby could be, absolutely, could go say, I'm going to go and prove a point here. I should be in the squad. I'm not in the squad. I mean, France have got an embarrassment of riches, haven't they?
That's crazy. It's not wrong, but he's not in the squad.
I mean, it's no disgrace not to get in their squad, absolutely. No. But or he could go the other way and sulk a little bit and be really disappointed that he's not in the squad. But I don't think he's been in the squad enough that would be the case. I think you look at the French squad and you see the quality they've got. You kind of understand why you're not in there.
Shall I read out the forwards? I'll just do this to explain why. It's a great point, Chris. He might well sulk. Let's have a look. Giroud, Griezmann, Benzema, Mbappe, Kingsley Coman, Ousmane Dembele, Christopher Nkunku.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? It's tough with the RBG. And to be even in the conversation, you should be really pleased.
Yeah, his last call-up back in June, and he hasn't actually scored for the national team yet. So let's forget my tangent then. Two more games to get to. We got Mainz-Frankfurt. Those two teams actually very close to each other. When I last went to a Mainz game, flew into Frankfurt. Not quite a derby, but very near each other. And we got Bremen-Leipzig. Actually, as we're brought up in Kunku, let's do that. So Chris, Werder Bremen-Leipzig, Niklas Füllkrug, injured the other day, didn't play in Bremen's 6-1 loss to Bayern. But he is in the Germany squad, the top. Oh, I don't know if he's top scorer in the league anymore because of Nkunku. But they take on Leipzig in fine form. So what are you seeing here, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird one. It's kind of just going on a bit of a feeling for me is that Leipzig have really turned it around under Marco Rosa. You know, unbeaten in the last 7 Bundesliga games, won 5 of those. But playing against the Werder Bremen side, they've actually won 3 of the last 4 at home. But I'm going to go out on a limb a little bit here and actually go for Leipzig to win this game. Leipzig, for me, when you look at the meetings and just the way that they're playing at the moment, you feel that they're a team. I know they've only won 1 of the last 9 away, which doesn't give you too much confidence. But I just feel that they've really turned it around under Marco Rosa. I think that Werder Bremen have been under 2.5 in 2 of the last 3 at home. And I just feel that Leipzig have got goals in them. Over 3.5 in the last 2 away. They've won the last 4 meetings between these two teams. Werder Bremen have only won 1 of the last 8 meetings. They've lost 6 of those. And Leipzig have scored 2 or more goals in the last 6 meetings between this. So I think Leipzig will get at least 2 goals, score at least 2 goals here. They've won the last 2 away from home. And I just feel that Leipzig -1 at +155 is a really good price. I feel that Leipzig might go here and win this maybe 3-1. I can see Werder Bremen getting on the score sheet, but maybe score 2 or 3 goals, win this 3-1. Marco Rosa is also unbeaten in 4 games against Bremen, winning 3 of those. I just feel that Leipzig have turned it around. They're the form team at the moment. And I think they'll win before the World Cup break.
Yeah, go on, George. Go for it, mate.
I can certainly see it happening. I just always worry at the moment. I just worry about Leipzig on the road. I will happily be proved wrong. Absolutely. If Leipzig go out and win 4-0, I'd be a happy man. But it's just the fact they've only scored twice or more in 2 of their 7 away games. And for me, you know, Bremen have scored in 5 of their 7 home games. I think they're going to need to score more than a couple of goals to win the game. So covering a -1 handicap.
I think they'll do it. To be honest, I think they will.
I'll have to be wrong.
Here.
It's just, I do like it. I'm a bit wary, but yeah. I wouldn't back against.
I've looking at the stats. It's just a little bit of a gut feeling this week.
Yeah,
they're absolutely flying at the moment, and they could quite easily just go and score 3 or 4 goals here, and Bremen are, probably will get on the score sheet. Yeah. But I think
always trust your gut. Always trust your gut. Trust that gut.
No,
always.
I think for anyone who saw, I saw the first half of the Bayern game the other night, and I know Bayern have unbelievable players, and Kimmich played that super ball for Goretzka, and Gnabry was doing magical things, but it seemed extremely easy to cut through Bremen, even though they're 7th. It seemed, and I could see Leipzig, you know, as long as Nkunku's not shirking challenges and because he's in the squad and trying to stay injury free, I can see them, Chris, carving out opportunities. I think Bremen could easily score. But you've got that little margin for error, I suppose, a little bit with the specificity of the pick. Okay, so that's Bremen Leipzig. We've got one more to get to. George, the last one before the World Cup. Let's have a good one. Mainz versus Frankfurt, 11th versus 4th. Frankfurt looked great the other day and did Chris Perry a favour. So what are you thinking here?
Yeah, no pressure. Last one to go. But here we are. obviously, Mainz losing out for me last time as they lost away at Schalke. And both Svensson was disappointed and pointed out that Schalke were just better in all areas. You know, Mainz were poor, lost every challenge, lost every second ball, and that they just simply weren't up for it. And let's be honest, how many managers have said that or will be saying that after playing Schalke? You know, so it's a bit concerning. And the fact they managed just a single shot on target is rather alarming, and they don't get any respite. Obviously, Eintracht Frankfurt are free scoring, aren't they? They really are. You know, have scored in all of their previous 9 games, in all competitions, and at least twice in 8 of those 9. They're just so good going forward. And Mainz have only kept 2 clean sheets at home this season, once against Köln, who played the majority of the match with 10 men, and the other against Union Berlin, who've scored more than once on just one occasion away from home this season. There's also a really good feeling around Frankfurt at the moment. Their last home game was obviously an excellent one, smashing Hoffenheim 4-2, which obviously did Chris a favour. They were more than deserving of victory there, more than deserving. And they've won the majority of the duels, played the match in the final third, which is something I think they'll want to do again. They sit fourth in the table and they're just 5 points adrift of Bayern Munich at the top of the table. And they should be coming here to win. They're going to be looking to put on another really good performance before we leave for the World Cup. And I was tempted to go with an away win outright at +150. But I just think there's better and safer value to be had on the visitors just scoring at least twice. Away from home, only Bayern have scored at least twice on a more consistent basis than the Eagles. And Oliver Glasner and sporting director Marcus Krosch both stated how happy they were with the offensive aspects of their game and just how frequently they create, not only just in general chances, but create really good chances. They're aware of a few defensive issues, and that was kind of why I was maybe sort of leaning a bit towards this pick rather than a win outright, because it's the Bundesliga, anything can happen, particularly if your defence isn't quite where you want it to be. But no, I just think they're more than good enough to score at least twice in total, if not more. So I'd have Frankfurt to score 2 or more goals closer to probably +100. So the +125 on that same pick just represents value to me. I think Frankfurt have definitely got it within them to go here and score twice.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I mean, they were excellent for me. Obviously, got me the win. And when they won 4 of the last 5 away games, they've actually been much better away from home than they have been at home. They've been really strong. They do score goals. And they're another team that's in really, really good form at the moment, buoyed by that fantastic, you know, qualifying in the Champions League. They've got a really tough draw in the Champions League, but they're really up for this. And they're going into this World Cup looking at one of the best sides in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, okay, nice stuff. I think any team with Randall Colomwani, he made his France debut. I mean, they've just got so many options, haven't they, up front, France. Mm. But he was unbelievable the other day with his goal and 2 assists. Perfect way to pass on him and 9 assists for the season. A bit like Nkunku, a team with him in at the minute is gonna score goals. Okay, it's time to get our favourite picks of the week for match day 15. So... what are we liking here, guys? Chris, you go first.
I'm going to go for the Bayern winter nil at +118.
And I'm going to go with Frankfurt to score 2 or more goals away at Mainz at +125.
What was the win price again for Frankfurt, George?
The win price for
was
Frankfurt...
Was it 150, plus, did you say?
+150. Yeah. It was very tempting, but just for a little bit less, just for them to score twice or more, I thought it was just the better pick for me. But... It took me a while to sort of think, which way should I go here? But for me, I don't see how Frankfurt don't score 2 goals in this match. So that's the clear one for me.
Okay, and the Germany squad's out today. Very quick. How far are they going? What do you think, Chris?
Quarterfinals would be about as far as they go.
Yeah. I was thinking the same. That would be a major surprise.
So was I, to be honest. Okay, we're all on the same page. Boys, nice stuff. And a nice timely reminder that you can hear from George and Chris on the World Cup. Shows for more from them as well and all the experts over the coming weeks and all the events in Qatar. It is at Because We Win on Twitter. And all the prices we've discussed are available at the Bet Rivers website. So goodbye from Chris, George and myself, Rob Daly. This is our final Bundesliga show before the World Cup.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.